Senator Ted Cruz's leadership secured approval for 4 international bridges. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, in a remarkable display of bipartisan cooperation and a commitment to advancing the interests of South Texas, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, R. Texas, ranking member of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, has achieved a significant legislative victory, securing the approval for 4 international bridges. This achievement was celebrated in Laredo, Texas, where Cruz was honored with the keys to the city by Mayor Dr. Victor D. Trevino. The event was momentous for the Laredo community and the region's future prosperity. Mayor Trevino, in his heartfelt presentation, said, "The city of Laredo hereby presents the key of the city of Laredo to the United States Senator Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, for supporting the Laredo community with historic legislation that advances international trade and ensures future prosperity." These words underscored the city's recognition of Cruz's pivotal role in championing Laredo's economic and infrastructural future. Taking to the podium, Senator Ted Cruz expressed his deep gratitude, "Mayor, thank you very much. I am incredibly honored and humbled to receive the key to the city, an incredible distinction from an amazing place in Texas. I have to say I love South Texas. I love the city of Laredo. It is an incredible hub of commerce, an incredible port to the entire world." Cruz's admiration for the region is evident, but his dedication to improving its infrastructure is even more profound. Cruz's efforts have centered around expediting the approval process for 4 new bridges, 2 in Laredo, 1 in Eagle Pass, and 1 in Brownsville, bridges that had been delayed for years due to bureaucratic roadblocks. Bureaucratic roadblocks from the Biden-Harris White House delayed all 4 bridges. And they were delaying those bridges 3, 4, 5 years. "A delegation from the city of Laredo asked me to help and to lead the effort to get this done," Cruz explained. True to his word, Cruz led the charge, drafting bipartisan legislation that passed through both the Senate and House and was signed into law last December. As a result, bridge permits were granted just months ago, marking the start of a new chapter for South Texas commerce. Cruz emphasized these bridges' transformative impact. "When those 4 bridges are complete, they will result in tens of thousands of new jobs here in Texas. This will result in billions of dollars in new investments in South Texas, in Laredo. The economic ripple effect will extend across industries, benefiting farmers, ranchers, small businesses, manufacturers, and consumers." It was an enormous bipartisan victory, Cruz remarked, acknowledging the collaborative effort behind this historic milestone. Beyond the bridges, Cruz highlighted another critical project, the designation of I-27 as the Port to Plains Corridor. This new interstate will link Laredo with states as far north as Montana. "When I-27 is complete, it will result in thousands of high-paying jobs in Texas, including billions more of investment in Laredo and all throughout Texas," Cruz stated. This project, too, resulted from bipartisan efforts, with Cruz teaming up with Senator Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico to secure overwhelming support for the legislation. Water security, a crucial issue for South Texas, has also been a focus for Cruz. "I've also been very proud to work with Mayor Trevino on the issue of water, and the Treaty of 1944, ensuring that Mexico, our neighbor, honors its treaty commitments," Cruz noted. "This effort is essential for the region's agricultural industry and the citizens of Laredo, who recently faced a boil water notice." Cruz reassured the community that he remains committed to fighting for their water rights. "We need to have sufficient water for the needs of South Texas." Congressman Henry Cuellar, a longtime advocate for South Texas, joined Cruz in celebrating these achievements. "Let me first congratulate U.S. Senator Ted Cruz for the key of Laredo," Cuellar said, emphasizing the importance of the bipartisan efforts between Cruz, Senator John Cornyn, and himself. "Many people think things don't get done in Washington, but there's a lot of bipartisan work," Cuellar added, noting that the approval of the bridges was a prime example of what can be accomplished when leaders put aside their differences for the good of their constituents. Cuellar highlighted the broader economic implications of these infrastructure projects. "The public-private partnership that we worked on some years ago allows us to move faster on construction jobs, dealing with technology and bridges," Cuellar said, noting that Laredo's position as a trade hub will be further solidified. He also mentioned the I-27 project, which will make Laredo the only city in the U.S. with four major highways, positioning the city as a critical junction for domestic and international trade. Cuellar underscored the significance of federal investment in the region, particularly the $1.9 billion allocated for South Texas over the next decade. All you have to do is go around Loop 20, the Spaghetti Bowl I've discussed, 35, and Loop 20. And you can see construction coming in, he said, pointing to the tangible progress. He also emphasized the need for continued investment in border security, mentioning efforts to ensure that Customs and Border Protection, CBP, has the personnel and technology required to balance security with efficient trade. Looking to the future, Cuellar expressed optimism about ongoing projects like Checkpoint 35, which he noted could become the fourth largest port of entry in the country. Both Senators Cruz and Cornyn will work with us to get this done, Cuellar said, acknowledging that while progress has been made, more work remains to realize these initiatives' potential fully. The celebration of Cruz's leadership in Laredo was more than just an acknowledgement of his past efforts. It was a recognition of the profound impact his work will have on the future of South Texas and Texas. As Cruz himself remarked, it is a big, big deal. It is a bipartisan victory to whom the credit, many deserve it, including Senator Cornyn, Republicans, and Democrats throughout the South Texas delegation. We worked together and got a big victory for South Texas. Ultimately, the event in Laredo was about honoring Senator Ted Cruz and celebrating a future of economic growth, international trade, and improved infrastructure for South Texas. The bipartisan cooperation that made it possible demonstrates what can be achieved when leaders put their differences aside and work together for the common good.